We all remember 9 years ago when the Red Sox faced the Cardinals in the World Series, sweeping the Birds in four games to crush the curse and end the 86-year championship drought. But there's a longer history of matchups between the two teams in the Fall Classic. The first time was in 1946, when St. Louis won the series. The second was in 1967, the climax of the Red Sox' impossible dream season. But just before that series, there was this classic moment in Red Sox history, when the Sox beat the Minnesota Twins in the last game of the season to take the pennant.
Little soft pop-up. Petrucelli will take it. He does. The ball game is over. The Red Sox win it. And what a mob on this field. They're coming out of the stands from all over.
Red Sox all-star pitcher Jim Lomborg pitched a complete game on that day to win for the Sox and get the Sox to the World Series. Today, at the dawn of another World Series between the Sox and the Cards, we speak now to Jim Lomborg. Good morning, Jim, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition. Jim, you're a dentist now, but I know you're looking forward to tonight's game.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to chat with you, Bob.
You know, just a moment ago, you said you were getting ready for tonight's game. What does that mean?
Trying to get some sleep. Back in 67 when we played all our games there during the day, but these games go on pretty late at night, and I like to get my rest.
You need that dentist sleep, do you?
Well, my patients appreciate it, Bob, I'm sure.
Let me ask you to take us back to 67. Coming off the pennant win, you went on to pitch two gems, a one-hitter in Game 2 and a three-hitter in Game 5. What was it like to pitch in the World Series, to be at the top of your game at the highest level?
You know, it's a dream come true. Obviously, we never expected to be there, and I don't think that we gave ourselves much of a chance until all of a sudden we got to the seventh game. But to have not only mentally yourself be ready, but to physically have good stuff and to be able to pinpoint pitches for 18 innings like that it's remarkable. Any pitcher would say it's hard to duplicate two great games in a row like that.
If John Lester was looking for advice, what would your advice be for John Lester tonight?
Believe in yourself when you get out there. Look in the mirror before you walk out on the mound and say that you're the best thing that's ever happened to Boston tonight. I'm going to make this baseball go where it's supposed to go, and we're going to win a game. You just have to be confident that you are the best person to do this job tonight.
You know, when you watch these Red Sox pitchers on the mound, whether you're at Fenway Park itself or whether you're watching on TV, do you see yourself still wearing that uniform and still reaching back and feeling that ball in your fingers and then throwing it at the plate?
Bob Feller used to say, you know, when he was 60 years old, I throw as hard as I ever used to, but it just doesn't get there as fast. So that's the way I feel, Bob.
You feel good about this team?
I feel excellent about this team. They've just shown such a resilience all summer long. Nothing has put them, you know, into a tailspin.
What was the best moment about the 1967 postseason?
You know, I think to be playing the best team that the National League had at that time, I think that was just such a great thrill for us. Because, again, we didn't know anything about them. We didn't have visuals, videos, and things. We just had paper reports. And so we tried not to be in too much awe of their talent. And just be able to play them to the seventh game and have that excitement was truly a thrill for all of us.
As we all know, in Game 7, you and the team kind of ran out of gas. But I gather that it was not all that disappointing because you had already accomplished so much, winning the pennant and getting to the World Series in that impossible dream season when no one expected you guys to come anywhere close to that.
Well, that about sums it up, Bob. You know, to win a pennant on the last day of the season, like we did against the Twins, to sit in a clubhouse and wait for Detroit to lose, it created, you know, a special moment for all of us. So by the time we got to the World Series, it was just going to be fun, and it was just going to be real baseball again.
Jim Lomborg, we're going to see real baseball tonight, and we thank you very much for speaking to us this morning on Morning Edition.
My pleasure. Have a great day, Bob.
And enjoy the game tonight yourself.
I'll try to stay up.